On May 17th, a mail or telephone order in the amount of $126.59 from williamsonoma.com was approved. Did you authorize?
I was speaking to one of your representatives a minute ago and about a charge I wanted to dispute, and she said we had to do a three-way call with my bank, so I'm getting them on the line.
Please say yes or press 1.
For security purposes, you actually have to contact them and then give us a call back because we're not able
Please
to be on the line while you do the authenticating
process. Your call
may
be monitored for quality assurance.
That's what I'm doing. I called them.
For quality purposes, your call may be recorded or monitored.
No, that's what I'm saying. And because you're going to have to authenticate the account with them, we're not able to be on the phone for security purposes. Okay.
I've already authenticated the account. I had him on the phone just a minute ago, and I don't know, when I went back and told her that, she said we need to do a three-way call, and I went back to him, and I tried to do a three-way call, and then...
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so that I can have your account pulled up already?
77429. She could not find my account.
All associates are currently assisting other customers.
77429.
Please continue to hold for the next available associate.
Yes.
What's your first name?
Lisa?
What's your first?
Lisa.
Last name?
Shaw.
Hello. Did you know you can sign up for fraud alerts to be sent to your email or phone via text message? And you can answer that alert directly without waiting on hold. Go to bankofamerica.com and set up your own profile for your debit or credit card today.
Thank you for calling Bank of America for our servicing. We're protecting clients, providing world-class service is my priority. You reach Rodell from Maryland, with whom I had the pleasure of speaking with.
This is Lisa Shaw, and there's been a hold put on my account for some suspicious activity. And I have the company online. They can't find where they charged me, but you have a charge.
Now, give me just a second, Michelle,
be...
because I was able to pull your account up. I'm not sure why they weren't able to populate your account, but I actually do have the account pulled up. I just need for you to verify it by verifying your address.
11119 Berry Drive, Cypress, Texas, 77429.
All right, excuse me for that. Okay.
Okay, and I'm sorry to bother Ms. Shaw. I just want to let you know this call also is recorded and monitored for safety purposes. And this is the company you have on the line as well, ma'am?
Yes. I'm sorry. I kind of went out of order on you.
All right.
I'm sorry. I said this is the... You can continue, ma'am.
Okay, and I do see that you have that NutriSlim Keto and Cleanse designed to reduce your appetite, increasing your metabolism, as well as your overall energy, mood, and exercise performance. Excuse me. Ms. Shaw, I do see here we're on 4/30/2021. You signed up for a 14-day free trial for that product where you just paid the shipping and handling for that product of $670 and $745. Now, if that product is not canceled, that's when you are charged the full price for that product, which is what I signed up for, the monthly subscription. So that's where you see the charges on the account for $92.90 and the attempted charge of $91.89. Excuse me.
Website, I can get.
I'm sorry, you're going out on me, Michelle.
What's the website where I signed up?
Now, unfortunately, it doesn't show me because you may have come in through like a survey or something of that nature, but it doesn't show me what actual site you went to. That'll have to go through our corporate.
Well, I mean, I Googled the name of these because I thought maybe that's what it was, and I Googled the name. It doesn't even come up anywhere. Like, it doesn't even recognize the product.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Because I don't think I realized that it was going to be $180 a month.
Right. And it's actually shown in the terms and conditions. When you apply for the product, it shows you, what notifies you before hitting submit that those transactions will occur. And again, it is shown in the terms and conditions where you'll, you know, sometimes you have to click that hyperlink in order to see that product, because it'll ask you, do you agree to the terms and conditions? And you'll have to click on the hyperlink to even see it. So that may be what occurred. Now, what I am able to do for you, I am able to go ahead and get it canceled out for you, as well as provide you with a 35% refund for the charge that did go through on the account.
This was on, so I, would I have gotten an email confirmation on that?
On the refund, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
You said, will you receive an email confirmation on that?
No, but from when I purchased it, when I initially signed up.
You definitely should have received the email. We do email out whenever product is sent out. We do email the confirmation to you. Yes, ma'am. To the email address on file.
Okay. Well, I see something, but it. Okay, here we go. It doesn't tell me what the price is. This is weird. It just shows an order confirmation.
And that's for the one that was sent out on the 17th? Oh, what else today?
No, it was back on April 30th.
Okay, so that's your original. Now, I don't think that it shows it because it just shows what you're charged at that moment, which would have been the $670 and the $745. You didn't get charged the full price until today.
Okay, so the only thing, I have two emails, one for each of the items. Neither one of them have an order total on it.
As far as the $745 and the $670 goes, or are you speaking
nothing
of the $92.90?
There's no dollar amount period on there. So I don't know how to. I'm not really that impressed. So I want to. I don't want to do this.
You don't want to do what, the account? Keep the account?
Yeah. So how do I cancel it?
Well, you definitely could cancel it with me today, especially as though you're not satisfied with the product. But if you don't mind me asking, when you use the product, what caused you not to like it?
I'm just not seeing any results.
Okay, now the product is. I'm sorry.
It concerns me that I can't find it on the internet. I don't know how I bought it. I don't.
Right, and I can definitely understand that. And I'm not sure why. Again, it's not showing on the internet. Excuse me. Okay. Excuse me. Okay.
Okay, hello, Ms. Shaw. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that. So it looks like this has been taken care of. But just in the case you don't receive the money back, you can give us a call back here at Bank of America, and we can get everything situated for you
okay.
if they can on their end. Okay?
Can you remove the restriction?
Yes, ma'am. I can't get that done for you. Just give me 1 second here.
All right.
Okay, and I am going to go ahead and submit that 35% refund to you as well, Michelle.
Okay. Perfect.
For the 9290. And it does take about 3 to 5 business days before that refund shows in the account. But I am going to go ahead and have it submitted to you now, okay?
Okay, there's a, I actually have 2 holds.
3251. I'm sorry?
There's, actually, there was one that was declined, so I guess I don't have to worry about that one.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about that one. It's going to fall off.
Okay. All right.
Give me just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account as well.
Okay.
Give me just
all right, Michelle, your car is back open and active. You are good to go, ma'am. Thank you as well for your loyalty to us here at Bank of America. See, here you are, 24 year client, ma'am. But your card is good to go. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day as well.
You
both have a wonderful
all right.
day.
Thank you. Thank you. And you do the same.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
You're welcome. All right, Michelle, give me just a second. We're going to go ahead and get everything situated with this. Okay, so I got that refund put in. Give me just a moment. We did the refund. I'm still here with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I went on and refunded the account back for you, as well as canceled the account out. Therefore, you will not receive any more charges. Excuse me. I know what you receive
yeah,
any
I
more.
Did.
Right. I don't know. I've been dealing with this asthma. I've been dealing with this asthma situation for some time now. For one, and it's been giving me the blues. So that was one thing,
right,
and I just, you know. Alrighty, and I did go ahead and get everything situated for you. Got that refund coming back to you, as well as a I'm gonna get that refunded back to you as well as cancel the account. I'm sorry, my mind went blank. And I'm sitting here looking at it like, what am I saying? Okay, and I do have the cancellation confirmation ready for you. Whenever you're ready, I am able to provide you with that number.
Okay, what is it?
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 257-652337.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're definitely welcome, and I want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.